everyone. Welcome to the Trade Show Minute. My name is Johnny Mota. I am co-hosting for the lovely...
Oh, Victoria Barella, and he keeps throwing me under the bus. We're a team. So my name is Victoria Barella, but we are here with our guest.
Hi, my name is Ashley Golding, VP of Marketing at Seeker Audio.
Hey.
Any relation to Ellie Golding?
No, but it's the benefit is that now people know the last name Golding.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, for Ellie Golding.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead right out the gate and say that you're probably going to be shit. That's great.
Hopefully she's not.
Well, I don't think she's going to be shit. It's not important. It's fine. What is important is that you're here for Anchor Audio, correct?
I am.
Tell us a little bit about Anchor Audio before we get into what we're showing.
So Anchor Audio is the leading manufacturer of portable sound systems. The things that people should know about us is, one, all of our systems are manufactured in the USA. That's pretty rare today, especially in the AV industry.
Correct.
So we're really hyped on that. We're very happy that we're able to do that. We also offer a 6-year warranty on all our products, so we love that. We're very secure knowing that if anything does go wrong with our product, it's covered. And then the last thing that people should know about us is that all of our products are battery powered. So they're really great for people who are doing activities where they don't necessarily have access to power outlet.
Like us sometimes. So we actually have two at our booth. They work very wonderfully. And yeah, I mean, we have a quick setup sometimes if we're not by power, sometimes, like you said, or we need a backup. So this is great. We're actually here using it as a podcast, and people can listen in. And on the other side, by the game, people are listening to music, and they're very loud, and I'm very happy with them, actually.
They're very portable, handy, and they've been doing very, very well for the show.
They are very loud. And actually, the first time that I met you guys, which is a few years ago, when I first started the Anchor, I was talking to Gary and also Joel, and they both said, oh yeah, we've been buying Anchor for years. We use it sometimes as AV equipment. Sometimes we use it to stand on it to get to something on the shelf that's a little too high. I hear all kinds of funny stories about other products out there.
I'm sorry, you say you're talking to Gary?
Gary. Do you guys know someone named Gary?
No.
Yeah, different publication.
Okay. I'll have to research this Gary.
Yeah, different Gary, you know, and there's so many.
Unimportant. It's not a big deal. Yeah. I'm sure we'll bump into each other somewhere.
I'll introduce you guys.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Okay, so, well, tell us a little bit about what you're showing here at InfoComm 2017.
So this year's really exciting. We have a lot of fun stuff going on in our booth. The new product that we have is our air transmitter and receiver in our line array system. So we came out with the air last year in our Liberty and our Megbox systems, but this year we have them in the line arrays, which is great because you have a unit that can be a main unit, so you have all of your regular inputs and outputs, and you can use it independently. But if you have your transmitter built in, you can actually wirelessly connect to another unit, which has a receiver. So you have basically a battery-powered wireless companion speaker that can be used in tandem or on its own.
Do you know what the distance capabilities of that wireless solution or transceiver is?
Well, we don't, because we haven't had a problem.
On
our spec sheets, we have 150 feet because after 150 feet, you start to experience physical latency. But we've actually tested it at 400 feet and it's been perfectly fine. You can go even beyond 400 feet, but again, you get that physical latency that you just can't do anything about. So it's hypothetical.
Sorry, I'm going to hold in the back of my skull because my brain's about to explode. That's pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah, it's on a really good range, so it's in the 900. Not a lot of competition. I think the only other thing on the 900 is baby monitors and
cordless. I'm going to start using it now, but that's not important to the show. What is important is that's something you're showing here in InfoComm. Is it something that's on the market today?
It is, yep. So they're available for purchase. We're starting to see all these different kind of applications come out that we didn't even anticipate. So a lot of emergency preparedness situations where companies will want to have systems available that are battery charged and that can connect wirelessly and set up within 30 seconds. So one that we just did was up at the NBC studios, and they wanted to have a drill where they could evacuate all their employees, I think it's about 5,000. And the situation was supposed to be as if power had gone out and they didn't have access to their normal PA systems. So we went up there, we set up about 4 Bigfoot systems, 1 receiver, and then 3 units of transmitters, or excuse me, 1 transmitter with 3 receivers, and it covered a span of a mile distance. They evacuated 5,000 people, and it was all done in less than an hour.
That's So are they acting, each of those systems, I guess, you know, you have like your main and then your speakers, are those auxiliary repeaters or speakers of yours acting as repeaters to the next one down the line, essentially?
Yeah, well, actually each unit will receive it individually. So
okay. We
recommend that people would put the transmitter in the middle and then the receiving unit kind of on the sides.
Okay.
So that way your master unit is still able to transmit to those companions.
Sweet, very cool. Victoria?
So that looks like that was your like proudest child of a project. Are there any other projects like that you guys thought, hey, we're going to use it for this, but actually this is very handy in this market? Have you experienced that too?
We have. Actually, the House of Worship market is really liking this because the great thing about transmitters is that you can have a transmitter in your unit, but you can have a belt pack receiver, so the receiver doesn't actually have to be built into the unit. So we're seeing it in a lot of ADA compliance situations where House of Worship or even just, you know, any kind of large event where you are, you know, part to be ADA compliant, you can buy one of these systems with a transmitter and then purchase individual belt packs which will receive all of the audio coming out. So people in the audience who have any kind of hearing aids, you know, really cover everything. So they're very inclusive, and we're seeing that being really popular in schools, House of Worship, and just kind of large, like corporate type events.
I actually like this a lot. I haven't heard about this, and I like the range that you guys, you know, tested and have proven. It looks like it's very successful. What booth can I see all of your demonstrations over at?
We are in booth 6061. So you can come and see all the air demonstrations. You can also come and play airball. We have a custom basketball game in our room, and it's really fun. Our sales guys have been competing all day and setting really high scores, so anyone is welcome to come and challenge that score. But if you don't beat them, that's okay. And then even better is that we're having open bar from 2:30 to 4:30 for our customers and our fans. So we definitely invite Incurvio fans to come by and check out.
Yeah. Johnny and I are huge fans, so we will want to come around 2:30 to 4:30 and even before that.
Maybe I can introduce you to Gary.
Oh,
will he be there?
He should be.
I keep hearing about this Gary. Multiple people have come up to me. Have you seen Gary? I'm like, what?
Who?
I need to meet. I mean, I'm hoping that it's like a little up to the hype again.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully we can do the big introduction today.
And what booth would that be at?
6061, so that's 6061.
And for anyone who's not Infocom today, or Victoria and ourselves that are very, very stuck at the podcast booth interviewing professionals like yourself, and we can't make it to the booth, but we're definitely going to be there at 2:30 to 4:30, where can we go to learn more?
You can visit us on our website. It's www.anchoraudio.com.
And what about people that are very social networking type of people?
We are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we're on LinkedIn, and of course we have tons of videos on YouTube. So if you go to any one of them, search Anchor Audio, and you'll find our page.
What about Friendstory or MySpace?
No.
That is the comment. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you guys, it was great talking.
Victoria, any last questions?
Yeah, how long has Anchor Audio been around?
Anchor Audio was started in 1975. Yeah, we've been around for
Cool. And then is this one of your nicest products, biggest products that you've come out with, or what would be your game changer?
Definitely our biggest
I'm gonna get beaten up by Johnny for saying game changer. But
if you're gonna say game changing, I think we need to change the words to change gaming, and then it's okay.
Change gaming. The Air has been a change gaming product for us. We love it. It's working really well, and it's even better that it's in our line arrays, which are also change.
Johnny, fetch won't happen.
Oh, okay, well.
I like that. But I haven't made it happen either. So
it's okay, game changing will change gaming. Game changing.
Okay.
So, again, what's
been
the
next
one?
Yeah. It's only day two.
How can we find you again on online?
It is www.anchoraudio.com.
Awesome. And then if. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to ask, do we really need to use the W's or?
I don't think so. I think you can still get that. We just did the Anchor Audio.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we get to where we're going to.
I mean, you could put in the https://, all that good stuff. You
can
also just do Anchor Audio.
Perfect.
Cool. And if anyone missed this recording or this live recording, you can go to raveclubs.com/infocom2017 to catch it later on in the day when we've posted up. Or if you want to listen to any of our other scheduled podcasts, you can go to www.ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. Rafe Pubs is also on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, at Rafe Pubs. You can find me on Twitter at Barella Victoria _. So that is BarellaVictoria _. Johnny, where can we find you?
I am on the interwebs at jmota3, JMOTA3, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, not Snapchat. That guy's an imposter. Don't follow him. It's AV Insider there. And or, again, just check us out at ravepubs.com. And thank you so much for listening to the Trade Show Minute.
Thank you for coming on to our show.
Thank you.